This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 25th. God's word to you today is God of Miracles. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 13, verse 8, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We have to keep pressing in, because the only place we can be sure of peace, joy, love, unquestionable and undeserved, is in God's presence. As we look to God and trust Him, let us open our hearts and let God do what He wants to do. As we do this, the miraculous will intensify in us and around us. Amen. However, it is possible to go through these seasons in God and not experience the miraculous. If you are not expecting God to touch you, or to reach you, or to manifest in your life, it does not mean He is not there. But for God to be present is one thing. For us to experience God is another entirely. Most times, it is that consciousness, that appetite, and that expectation that makes the difference. Like Jacob said, God was in this place and I knew it not. God can be in a place and we have no clue. One of the things that heightens spiritual expectation is knowledge. For the next few days, we are going to examine the miraculous from different angles. We will destroy every misconception so that our hearts are prepped and open to the move of God in our lives, individually and corporately. Some theologians argue that miracles ceased after the early church. It will interest you to know that they have written volumes of articles and books just to prove that miracles no longer exist in our time. Some scientists argue that a miracle is nothing more than a natural law yet to be discovered. Yet another school of thought says coincidence is a miracle where God chooses to remain anonymous, meaning that there are no coincidences. One thing that shatters all theories that miracles stopped with the early church is testimonies of people, the individual experiences where God has done a clear miracle today. Like the blind man healed Jesus and the Pharisees tried to get him to disregard Jesus. But the man said, I do not know if he's a sinner or not, and I may not know the theology behind what he did. But one thing I know is, whereas I was blind, now I can see. Have you ever experienced a miracle? The truth is, it is only a crazy person that will say there is no God and that he no longer does miracles. I do not mean this in a disrespectful way. For those of us that have experienced miracles, whether in our lives or in the lives of our loved ones or in our community, can anyone ever convince you there is no God or he no longer does miracles? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge that you are the God of miracles, and even today, you are still doing mighty miracles in my life and in your church. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.